It's like a 6 foot ladder. These things weighed like 20 pounds. I was up there like literally in the tree on top of a ladder.
You're sweating and shit?
Oh my God.
One
I was
thing
in
you
battle.
Learn about Scumpy, he a grown man.
That's how I do shit. That's how I do shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 199 of the Optic Podcast.
Damn.
I am back. One away from 200.
I am back. Haven't been in the last two podcasts. You can tell because the views are way up.
Which now means you're back no, and the kidding, last episode was way up. What nah. happened to the views, man?
A lot of things.
RTP stole them all?
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
No, not at all. Things like that are things that help.
I mean, RTP definitely affected it.
100%.
My around the bar with Seth started at like a 8 out of 10. And I was like, what? But now since we left,
slowly
it like has
trickling.
Shot up. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And it's definitely
that's all
RTP.
People did for like a week.
And we
like,
appreciate everybody
we were
for
part
it.
Of people's lifestyles.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Everyone was like, what are we going to do once this is gone? Like a bunch of people kept saying that.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, race
it was
to
crazy.
Master prestige.
I mean, we
round two next year.
No one's talked about it yet, huh? We got all pod to talk about.
It's kind of hard to talk about.
A traumatic event.
Nah, it's been hard to readjust to normal life.
Dude, whenever like after I did like the walk downtown, whenever I like the next few days, I felt like this weird like lack of self purpose, like because I did such a crazy thing, and then I went back to normal life. The feeling I had then is like amplified by like 40 now. Cause like I woke up the next day and I was like, now what?
Yeah.
I'm not on camera. I'm not next to people.
I asked Hector what was the acceptable amount of time to take off after doing that. And he said week in, week out. But I think I'm streaming today.
So you haven't streamed this since then?
4 days.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy that you took that. I'm happy.
4 days, no streaming.
I'm happy that you did that. Everybody else, however, they just keep going. They just keep going. I saw this dude. I saw Lazy getting mad at people not subscribing to him.
What?
Yeah, he was like,
"You sure it wasn't a bit? Might have been a bit."
No, I think it was
always a bit.
It's kind of like I don't do that, but like I see the.
What do you
humor
mean?
In it.
You do that.
Yes, you
give me,
do.
Give me 5 now or I'm ending the stream. But he's
or
like,
put
he's
the
good.
Bomb
at...
on the chip.
No, because he actually
put
went.
Put the bomb on the chip. Put the chip. Guys,
bomb in
50
the butt.
Gifted right now. I'll put the bomb on the chip.
I wonder if X even knows what we're talking about.
Dude, Niak kept going.
The bomb in the
Can
butt.
I get 20 gifted, man? I'm here. Like, you'd be like, I'm here too, BTH.
Just in the background. Yeah, 20%. Let's go. Come on.
You just, oh, dude. It was a crazy eight. It was 8 days.
I sent everybody a text afterwards, and I gave you guys your props because just from a mental fortitude standpoint, to be locked like easy that you're locked in with dudes and your friends and all that, but it was like a trialing thing. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I can guarantee you that with 1,000% certainty. Even if I
would
have had my separate room the way that you did in one of the confessionals, I don't think that I
you
still.
Nah, yeah, you didn't rage quit. You just you took like so like imagine we're the Hunger Games. You took one of the sponsors' packages. It was like boop, boop.
Yeah, you earned it somehow.
Well,
yeah,
it was my sleep was just. I don't know how y'all slept, especially Hitch.
Dog, I did not sleep.
Yeah,
I mean,
yours was crazy. Because
like
during the day, it's like we were trying to be as respectful as possible, but also it's like it's during the day.
And
like,
then literally sometimes we'd forget and just start like, I'd just be like, I'm turning this bitch up. I just start blasting the music, jumping around. I'd look over, Hitch is giving me the fucking death stare. Oh,
I would say I got like 5 hours of sleep every night, but it wasn't it wasn't good sleep.
No, it was like airplane sleep.
Yeah,
it wasn't good sleep. It was like I remember... One thing I didn't think about was when I laid down in my own bed. Obviously, I was excited to be in my own bed, but it was the first time I'd gone to sleep without earplugs in a week and a half.
Or AirPods.
In a week, in 8 days. And so I was just like, oh my God, like that. And no eye mask, no earplugs. Like,
this guy fucking turns on the stream and presses play, lifts the volume up to like 25.
Just to sleep again?
Just so he can sleep again?
Davis's schedule is diabolic. Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel bad for anyone but Davis.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, like, isn't that what you train for on a daily basis? Like, you only stream at night, right?
What
do
you train but for?
I go to bed at like we get off stream at like 1:30. I was like starting my stream at 1:30. I was like starting my shift at 1:30.
The last night shift. I don't know how you did that, because we were taking tequila shots. I had a michelada from the can, which horrible. Yeah.
Blake and George love it, so they brought it over, and he was like, "Do we have any beer?" I was like, "We got micheladas." So I was like, "I don't know if you're gonna like it though."
They were all taking shots, and I was like, "I can't take another shot because I was playing," and I was like, "I can't take another one and sit here and try to like coherently play good." So I was like, "Give me one of those." It tasted like a beer Bloody Mary. I didn't love it.
I'm not a fan.
But then Davis took over.
There's the clamato in it. All that tomato juice. Yeah. It's just not for me.
There's a lot. But then Davis took over after me, and he made it all the way until like what?
Like 10:30.
Because nobody woke up. We all went to bed at like 4.
They were all hungover.
And we were all like, we all drank. So he goes till 10. I wake up, literally woke up, brushed my teeth, cracked an energy drink, and just sat down. I was like, someone's got to get him off.
Yeah, because like...
Pause.
Because remember Tush's fucking alarm kept going off, and he wouldn't wake up.
Yeah.
So it was just like...
I was like,
whose alarm is that? And I opened my chat, and they were like, dude, who is just sleeping through the alarm as Davis is just powering through this
shit? I couldn't even think about it. The last hour and a half, I just stopped talking.
Didn't even care.
I was like, just so you know, I know there's a bunch of people watching right now, but like, I can't talk. Like, I can't talk to you guys. Yeah. I was so exhausted.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy, though.
Yeah, again, props. Super, super, super props. 7 days, 8 hours of gameplay. 7 days, 18 hours of streaming. Third account to reach Master Prestige.
We podiumed.
We didn't, which is crazy.
We didn't think we were going to win.
No.
Like, we went into it knowing we weren't going to win, like, against Doom Clan. We knew we weren't going to beat them. And then there was some other group.
Like a French team that did it. Yeah.
There was some other group, either French or Italian or something European.
You know what we got to do?
What?
Get a VPN?
No. Well, yeah. Was there a lot of people VPNing?
We don't know.
Apparently, the number one team at some point got accused. I don't remember.
Apparently, someone brought it up on stream accidentally.
Yeah, somebody pulled it up on stream.
But then, like, we couldn't figure out. No one knew who it was. Like,
we
is
were
that
like,
just
it's
straight
Doom.
Up made
and
up
And then
rumor?
It was like, people were like, no, it's not. It's not Doom. And I was like,
sorry,
and
Doom.
We know our clan, or our clan. We know our streams. Like, they're going to ride or die for us. So they were just like, fuck Doom. They're
and
doing this.
And everyone in the chat, fuck
like,
Doom.
We were like,
Doom, all
right, guys. Like,
no.
It's not that. I didn't think we were going to get top three, but we got top three, which
is
crazy. Because we did not. In World War II, it was like, that was the last time we did it. It was like me, Nick, Snakebite, Aaron Create, Pomage.
God Squad.
Yeah, we got. I mean, we hit it. But
I mean,
we
but
were not.
It's never
three.
Our point to go to be first. And that
I wish people saw that, because everyone was like, everyone the whole time was trying to make it like a competition. We were like, guys,
this is
who's
not,
just taped to the wall.
Yeah,
like we wanted to
like,
make it about the content.
We're living here. We're hardly getting any sleep. Like, there's everyone else is probably on all these other race teams. Like, they're putting in like 6-8 hours, going home, sleeping, living their normal life, then coming back. Like, this is not the same shit.
That is so different. Like Nuke Squad is really the only other like content team that we kind of like kept up with, and
well, really kept tabs on, because we were like Doom, we were like, they're gonna beat us
neck and neck with them.
The other team, we didn't really even know who they were.
I didn't know who they were.
And then so it was like kind of like us versus Nuke Squad at a certain point. We were like, all right, this is the only team that's like
doing it.
That's like
also
similar
doing
to us. Like,
yeah, but that's the same thing. They did their 6 hours, handed the controller off, and went home.
It's totally different.
It's so different.
We were staring at that goddamn screen for 7 days straight.
Dude, if I saw another
if you're not sleeping, you're sitting behind that fucking couch.
Playing the same, trying to play the same three maps over and over and over again. Like,
Jesus,
it was.
What were the significant others' thoughts on this? I mean, obviously, you live with your girl.
I mean, it just, you know, made a decent amount of money, so that helped.
Yeah.
Iz was fine with it because Iz went to Virginia. My family had something going on, so she just went to that with my whole side of the family. So she got the timing was kind of good. She was there for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So she didn't really, she was there like the first 2 days or like first day and a half and then left and then came back and had, we had like 3 days left. So it wasn't too bad for her.
Yeah. I try to tell her there's going to be certain opportunities because obviously Michelle's brand new to all this shit, but there's going to be certain opportunities that I'm not going to, I'm not going to pass these up because yeah. these are, it's not what makes or breaks your career, but these are large sort of milestones that you're going to come across that you just have to take advantage of this type of shit.
Yeah.
So she gets it.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit was crazy. 7 days, 18 hours.
What was
18
your,
hours of streaming.
What was your least favorite part?
I mean, just the sleeping situation.
Yeah.
If the sleeping situation was better, I don't think it would have been as bad as it was.
So you're saying
I think the dick measuring contest on who's gonna get the fucking screen time was my least favorite part.
Oh yeah, we went into
that
it.
Was my
why?
Favorite.
We went into it like, yo, we're gonna have a schedule, and then I would make a schedule, and Touche was just ripping into me, and I was like, dude.
Well, it was Touche, and it was the three of them.
Well, no,
really.
I had to start planning in like, guys, this is when I'm gonna play because if I don't say something, it's gonna be 3 a.m. and then they're like, all right, who's next? Then me in the back, I'll play. Just fucking dying, sleep deprived. So I had to start saying like, all right, well tonight, like I'm only gonna play like 2, maybe 3 hours. If it sorts a night shift and like waiting on Hitch to wake up or something, I'll play like 3, maybe 4. But it did turn into we were like,
it was like
not fighting for screen time. It was fighting for the good screen time.
It was like Seth has to play the most because we want to finish eventually, and then I think I went into it knowing that I was going to do the graveyard. I just knew I was going to because I didn't think anybody else wanted to. And then it was the three of them fighting over the other
shifts.
Well,
it got to a point where I just felt like a burden. Like, obviously, I was probably the worst one there and played the least. But it got to a point where I was like, felt like a burden because it was like, if I want to get on, Zinni gets off sooner. And then if I want to stay on longer, Hitch gets less night shift. Then it got to a point where I'm like, fuck that. These aren't their shifts. Get in where you fit in. No, but actually, I actually did like sort of not feel like a burden, but I was like, I felt like I would be taking away from like, you know, Zinni, like, come on, it's 2 a.m. Get the fuck off. Like, this is the only time I'm able to play.
It was just funny because like it's very off. Like no one was ever gonna kick Seth off. But then I think Zinni was like because
Touche was trying. Touche was fighting me for my time.
But then of course like I think in Zinni's mind he was like, well, I used to be pro, so I get second shift. And the rest of us were like, that's not. I don't care that you were pro.
Well, I don't even
like,
think it was
Seth
that.
Seth is
I
the
think
best
was,
pub stomper ever.
We like, can just call it how it is. It's what time would work best for their streams. And that's
oh yeah, okay.
There's a reason why Zinni wanted to go get on right after Seth because it was like one, it's right after Seth. Two, everyone's watching and like people aren't asleep yet, so it's like it's still prime time.
Okay, so what
like,
did we learn
for
next
people,
year?
Do what?
I don't know.
I think no.
Learned.
At the end, we finally got like our shifts. Like we finally got it dialed in. So
I think the free for all. I mean, it was my least favorite part, but it was also like it.
It added an element of like
I'd get the worst sleep and then find out, oh, they're gonna play till this time. So I'm like calculating in my head, like, okay, so I'm gonna play from 3 to fucking 5:30 in the morning.
Because Seth would be like, I'm knocking out 7 hours, and we'd be like, okay. And then Zen would be like, I'm knocking out 6 hours, and we'd be like, No, you get 4 hours.
But then we'd have guests come in on certain days, and
true.
That would
yeah,
also
that would
like cut into my time, which would then cut into everyone's time because like we had what Shotzi and Pred come in one day, and then the next day we had Formal and Karma come in,
and then
Nate Shot came in. So we gave all of our guests like 3 hour windows, but the 3 hour window was in the middle of the day, which was usually my shift. My shifts I was trying to start at like 10 and go for like, you know, a session so we could rank the account up. So I try to go for a bit, so that would kind of cut into it too. I feel like towards the end we figured it out.
I think
you
in
know,
the morning after you, I would play after Touche.
You were pissed when Touche was playing?
No, thinking not at all.
This is my time.
No, not at all. I was pissed whenever just no one was saying anything, and then I would be like, all right, it's my turn to play. And then Touche would be like, dude, when do I get to play? And I'm like, dude, please just pick a window. I don't care when you play. Just please stop.
You also never know when he's serious or not. Like, Touche, a sentence will come out of his mouth, and you're like, Did you mean that? I don't know if you meant that or not.
I never really, knew I can relate before this. Like, I've, I think, hung out with him once or twice, but definitely got to know Touche and the Touche bags a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fun little
community. Actually, like, he sort of fit in perfectly.
Yeah, no, he was literally like, I don't think there is another person that would have fit in as good as he did with our group of four.
No,
that long of a period, yeah. I don't think there's anyone else that would have fit in like
did
that.
Did you ever think about calling it?
No.
After, well, good question. I absolutely not. Because I finish what I start. But after the first, like, I think it was the first 3 days, I was probably on about 5 hours of sleep, like, total.
Mm-hmm.
And just felt so, like, just felt horrible. I was like, I genuinely don't know what I'm going to do. I remember one time I fell asleep. I went to sleep at, like, 11 p.m. because I was going to hop on at, like, 3 a.m. Woke up, like, 10 times. Just constantly, yeah, 5, 20, yeah. Woke up, just kept getting woken up. It had to be like 10 times. Fell asleep at 11 p.m., kept getting woken up. And then I was thinking, I was like, okay, it has to be like close to 3 a.m. And I look at my clock, it's like 11:45.
Oh,
it was
I hate that.
Like, I woke up 10 times within 45 minutes. It was one of those, like, was I even asleep kind of moments? Yeah, and that was on like day three or four.
And we're not even fourth. We're like fourth prestige. That's when I, and you're like, oh, my.
No,
that's when I rage quit and just fucking grabbed my bed and went to the corporate side.
I just see Nick didn't say a word, just grabbed his whole mattress, and I see him bringing it, walking away.
I was just like, I can't. Like, the sleep has been so bad. I'm a light sleeper. Like, I mean, that was really my only issue with the whole thing was the sleeping.
Day zero?
Made it kind of fun.
No, day zero was... No. Day zero was the worst.
Next year, we have to call the building before because literally
hotter than fuck. Right?
It was dog. None of us got sleep. Like, it had to have been like 82 in here.
Yeah, that was not a good
worst
start.
It was the worst
start. And there
imaginable.
Were 17 PCs on.
I was up for 36 hours day one, and people were like, "You're not going to play kickoffs," and I was like, "Guys, you guys must think I'm made of steel or something." Because dude, we literally none of us slept. And we played all day from launch was at 5 or 6 a.m. Launch was at 6 a.m. because of the New Zealand
air horn.
Yeah, so
Roger.
We all got woke up at 5 getting ready to play at 6. I'm sitting there before my shift. I didn't feel real. Before the game released, I did not feel real. Like, I was like looking at my hands like, am I really about to play 8 hours right now? And dude, I
started questioning your choices.
Just day zero. Next year, we got to call the building beforehand and make sure they know.
We did. That's the issue. I just think that some of the people that work here, you tell them something like, yeah, we'll do it, just to like shut you up, because you know who works after this time. And when they started putting stickers on cars, like, I fucking hit up my contact. I'm like, yo, stop. What are you doing, please? He's like, so sorry. I didn't know that it was you guys. So I'm like, God damn it.
Well, it's not a sticker, but they put
Yeah, it's like a sign.
I was here because I had to leave for, I think I left to take my dogs out, came back, and it was like the last night. So my car was outside for only not even 24 hours. And it's still not a sticker, but like a postcard thing.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the f-? Didn't Hex just have a yell at them about this shit? And they're still sticking shit on people's cars. It was literally only out there 24 hours.
Yeah, I think the sticker thing was a little bit too egregious. If they put a post in there, it's
like... Pamash.
Dude, Pam was also a low-key sleeper. Dude, Pam kept Davis company like every night.
Yeah.
Like, Pam came in.
It was great like 80% of the time. Like, 80% of the time, it was awesome.
Bro, wait, why?
There was a 20% time where, like, dog, I would be like, dude, I don't think Pam stopped talking and... 2.5 hours. Like, he would just be a stream of consciousness would just come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And it would be to a point where, like, you know, you snap back into a conversation. That's how I would be, like, after an hour of him
talking.
He was
on those Mike Tartars getting after
him. I would click on the stream, like, while I'm going to sleep. It'd be, like, 5 a.m. And I would just click, see what's going on. And it's just Pam just talking. And even when I would, Pam wouldn't say a fucking word. But the second I hop on the sticks, suddenly Coach Pam is behind me. Telling me, look left, look right, Nade here, like.
He really would.
It's like when I would hop on, he would just feel comfortable to, like. And
be
we
himself.
We did get into some.
Oh, that was
little,
the most annoying.
Some bickering.
That was the most annoying. It was my shift. I'm in the middle of the couch playing for probably 2.5 to 3.5 hours, and they didn't stop arguing the entire time.
About what?
I don't
everything,
know.
Everything. I think Nick was just trying to get under his skin, and so he was on my right, Pam was on my left, and they just kept bickering. Pam would talk, dude.
Pam would talk. I literally couldn't even tell you one thing we said.
I don't even remember.
It was just bickering
That's
the whole
fucking
time.
Hilarious.
And then like the chat would start coming at me. I'd start chirping at the chat.
Yeah. And there's probably so many moments where I just, because if you guys would really get into it, I would just look at the camera like this. There's probably moments of me looking like deadpan at the camera and you guys are just bickering.
Oh, that's the best.
And after like the third night, I noticed we were doing it again. I was like, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, once it gets to this moment when me and Pam just start going at each other, like I was like, all right, let me go to sleep.
The real question is, would you guys do it again next year if everything aligns again, if there's another,
I'd
master,
do it. Yeah, absolutely. I'd
if there's
it.
Another Master Prestige,
yeah, no, that shit was like like when we popped the confetti, I was like looking at you guys and I was like, damn, we just went to war. Like it felt like that.
It
we
was did a that, that was a perfect ending though too.
Yeah, it was.
I'm amazing. Like everyone's sub trains were going off. People.
There were seven. There were five hype trains going.
When
on
I woke
at one
up
time.
This morning and like walked over. Over like
amazing.
The stream, not that the streams were dead, but there was like there just wasn't no hype going on. And then I think I was close to a goal, so people started gathering. We started getting the
yeah, come on.
And,
oh, you
like,
had to run
like
a marathon
vibe.
Or something, yeah.
And then once that started for my stream, I think the douchebag started going, and then just everyone's fucking stream started popping.
That
up.
Was I we broke our hype train record.
I shot myself in the cock.
Did you? Oh yeah, you did. I didn't even notice that. We're all celebrating.
Dude, that is such a dope frame.
It is.
Oh my god. So
oh
incredible.
My god.
So incredible.
It really was.
What'd you guys do when you got home that day?
I slept for 20 hours.
You slept?
I immediately went to sleep and I woke up twice to take Mace out, went back to sleep.
We did not sleep.
Nick's like, I wanted to go to sleep, but
it was Halloween. We handed out candy and then got fucked up with our neighbors.
Did you?
Oh my god! It
Are
was,
you serious,
dude? We handed out Halloween candy. I could never. Our neighbor for across the street was like, you have to go meet this neighbor. So we went over, met them after we ran out of candy. Went over, met them, hung out with them for like 15-20 minutes. Said what's up, and then went over to our other neighbor's house. And Hector ends up walking up the driveway. We end up talking to this neighbor for like an hour. Hector just shows up.
Hector, Jude, and Liv show up.
Yeah, and then we go in.
Leads, man.
They leave. We go into their house afterwards, and we're there for another like.
No,
like,
we left when you guys went there. And you were like, can I go see your house? Can I just check it out? Because it was like a vibey house. So Seth wanted to go explore, and then he got adopted. You got adopted, right?
That's apparently.
You got adopted by the same people.
We were drinking.
Yes, they were going in on it.
Dude, that is insane. The fact that you drank is insane.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't talked to my neighbors at all. Like, I just got my first home. Every time we, like, see each other, it's just like.
Mm. And then after that, I was like, I looked at myself in the mirror the next day, just not feeling that great, a little hungover. And I'm like, dude, get it together, man. Like, you just fucking had an eight-day stream. And then I immediately went for a run. And I've ran every day since. So,
oh yeah,
I'm trying to get
running
back
on
my
shit.
How?
Yeah, I ran this morning. I got to lock it in,
hey,
dude.
My sleep, dude. The day we left, I went home, and I think like I took a nap. Then I woke up from that nap, and then by like 8 p.m. fell dead asleep and slept for 12-13 hours. Like it literally felt. And I said this on an Instagram story. Not to talk about fucking my Addy days every time, but like it literally felt like that. Like when
crash?
I would go like a week or two of just like taking hella Addy, getting no sleep, being up for days at a time, and then I finally stop and I have that crash. It felt just like that. It was almost a weird nostalgic feeling. Yeah, I went home and just slept, and it was so. I even still feel like I'm like. Not recovering.
No,
my sleep schedule was all fucked up because I slept till like 1 p.m. the next day, and now I'm waking up at like noon and shit.
Yeah.
I'm usually like 7:30 in the morning. So
yeah,
this fucked up my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And I think that's kind of, I mean, I didn't expect to, but I mean, now that I've done it, now next year I'm going to go into it knowing what to expect. It's like every single day since then I've slept like, probably 10 hours.
Yeah.
Like at least like just my body is just trying to catch up.
Yep.
It was quite the ride, man. It was quite the fucking ride.
That was our race. How was your race?
My race. I was in Madrid with the family. Or what race are you? Oh, the race.
NASCAR race.
The NASCAR race was really fun. I mean, it's always fun just because it's like it's something so out of the ordinary. Like you would have never caught me watching NASCAR. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the skin of me, I'm just not the demographic. But little by little, I started to become a fan.
Yeah.
You know, there was this one, a couple of nights we played with Elliot, Chase Elliott. Remember, were you a part of that?
I wasn't a part of it.
So we were playing Warzone with him and his boy, and I started paying more attention to it. And then our opportunity came about to sort of co-sponsor a car, and it was just one of those random things that happened because the president of Spire Motorsports used to be our head counsel at Infinite Esports, and we were friends. Obviously, he was just a lawyer there. So we stayed friends, and he's like, "Hey, we have this car. It's the number 7 car, and we don't have a sponsor for one of the races. We thought that it'd be cool if we do a collab." And I was like, "Fuck yeah! I want to see the logo
Dude,
go fucking 200 miles an hour.
That is so sick.
It was the sickest one on the track for sure. We didn't place that good. I think we came in 28th, I think, or 24th. 29th. We got a new driver. Overall, dope experience.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see Michael Jordan. I didn't get to see him because he's got his own.
He was there?
Nah, I didn't get to see him. He didn't show up. So, because everybody.
Is this in Greensboro?
Yes. Well, it's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Blake. Okay. Blake was fucking awesome. He drove the guys to the airport, even though anyway, long story short, everybody from Optic had just got done the race, and the game just came out. And production or somebody didn't think about that when scheduling this. It's not an issue. I'm not talking shit about them. But we should have done a better job, like me, not booking my vacation during the race. And also, like, this thing shouldn't have been after the race either. Because luckily, we have enough people in our network that we can bring more people out. But Tim and Eric from Pine Park, they came out. If you guys don't know, fucking Eric Khan is like... one of the biggest, if not the biggest, cannabis content creators in the world. He's got like 2 million subs. He's fucking murders it. So although he started out being a gamer, a Call of Duty player professionally, by the way, he ended up doing something else. And right now he's murdering in that game. My man Tim created one of the most successful get together picture Lollapalooza for cannabis. Obviously Diesel. The Call of Duty, the Legend. Optic Gaming logo was created out of that mind. Second best player in UMU. And then all the way on the right, we have the co-host, one of the co-hosts of Idiots, Mr. Omens, who also designed the car.
What a group.
Throwing up the villains. Yeah, we had a good time. Roger was there behind the camera also. It was
Roger
insane.
Got food poisoning from one of them weenies.
No, it wasn't the food poisoning from that. We went to a multiple-time award-winning, multiple James Beard Award chef restaurants called Machete. I didn't get sick. Something disagreed with Eric, and then later something disagreed with Diesel. But a full 48. I mean, I'm fine.
Did you guys eat anything raw? Was it like a beef tartare?
Yeah. But I didn't get sick.
Raw? I've never had beef tartare.
Oh my god! Please let me take you to the one. No Diddy. Let me take you to the one.
Beef tartare.
There's Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy up in the PGA has the best tart.
So weird.
What, beef tartare?
I mean, it's good, but it's so weird how it's good. Big Timer showed me beef tartare and what's the snails?
Escargot.
Yeah.
Big Timer had to. My money
Escargot.
Wasn't there yet.
Escargot.
He said, "Let me treat you, youngin."
Yeah,
Escargot is fire.
Escargot is not my thing. It's just
I
like it. I've had it. Not
Give
my
me
thing.
Them snails.
They're so it's so weird, but it's good.
But you eat oysters the same. I'm assuming it's the same texture.
Ooh, right? I love me some oysters.
Snails?
Yeah.
No, oysters
like
are slimier. Yeah.
Okay.
I like,
exactly.
I fuck with snails.
I had escargot once fucking years ago and never had it again. Not you know me. I like to eat everything and anything just so I can experience it. It was just not one of those things that caught my attention and wanted me to come back. Anyway, Optic X Spire NASCAR, place 29th. like with the race, we weren't there to win the race, but we did want to have the coolest car on the thing.
You were the coolest.
The car, we had the coolest car, and the merch was sick.
And the merch is sick as fuck.
That fucking, that.
Everyone.
I never got mine. Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry, along with an exciting new option, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merch, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items, including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo, Madden, and more. Go get yourself a Mountain Dew. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com, and it ends January 31st, 2025. Void where prohibited. We also want to welcome back Shopify to the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting. Guys, if you want to sell some stuff and you got some stuff to sell and you want to sell it online, use Shopify. It is the easiest place. We all use it. And that is how you can grow your business. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts your conversions up to 50%, meaning there's way less carts that go abandoned and way more sales that are going up. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in the store, on the feed, or anywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Optic. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. That's go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/optic.
It's there. Everyone there. Everyone there was fucking hyping up the jackets, and the fanny pack got the most love at that place.
Ooh.
Everybody's like, "Yo, where's that? What racing team is that? What racing?" It's not.
I know Blake was hyped about the fanny pack.
Probably I
put his fucking
sure.
gun in there and shit.
Yeah,
he loves talking about that.
Wait,
what car was it? Number seven.
Number seven. Yeah.
Damn, that's. I like.
Yeah, is that the only picture we have, Matt? That's the only one we're looking at so far. You know what I'm saying? There's so many. Like detail view. Like, what did the front of the hood look like?
Got to be hella pics on the internet. You had Blake.
The thing is this, and before we hop onto something else, at the end of every race, they look at the car's shell and see what is and what isn't damaged, and they'll keep the things that aren't damaged that they can reuse and reskin, and then they'll throw out or sell off all of the rest. So I put in a request this time around that. Anything that's damaged comes to Papa, so that he can put it up. But imagine the hood of that right in this curve.
Bro, the hood of that is so sick.
No.
Dude, that was a constant.
Whatnot has its own exclusive dope shit that's gonna come to them. Period.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to make little cars.
Well, yo, we're gonna, because we didn't make them last year, so I think I have to put in two orders for the one last year and this year. But
dude,
yeah,
that one's so.
If you zoom
fire.
In, my, Matt, on the bumper stickers, like we had custom bumper stickers made.
Back off.
Where's the back off?
Is
Bricks on board. Oh, back off with obviously Wallace and his Texas shit. In the middle, you see me and Alan holding Wallace's hands.
Oh
the
yeah.
Stick figures.
Say, who is that?
That's fire.
Yeah, we did our thing. We like that. We thought about. Anything that could be fucking dope, and we did.
That is fucking sick.
We did it. We had a really good time designing. We had a really good time being there. It's until you get there, you don't realize how loud it is.
It's so loud.
It is
really
loud.
I've
dude.
Never been to one.
I mean, yeah, they're fucking.
Yeah, no.
Super engines.
Yes, of course. But until you are there and there's fucking every single car going all at once, oh my God, it's piercing.
Did you guys have like a suite? Were you guys like in the.
Better. Better. We were with the pit crew. The pit crew has this mobile device that it's like a camper that you have to climb up to be on the seats. And there is a row of three. There's like three rows of three seats on each side. all the way in the front. There's a bench where the technicians and the whatever are keeping track of the race, the times, the oils, the gauges, like all that shit, communicating with the pit crew.
I think Blake tweeted a picture.
Yeah, it was legit. Same as last time. We've been up there every single time. Very.
Yeah, wouldn't even want a suite. I'd rather be there. And then
yeah. Yeah. It is hard to see though. No, it is hard to see because you see all those TVs don't let you see the
So it's hard to actually watch the race.
Nah, because yeah, it's like. But it's cool to be up there. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah,
a lot.
No, that's way more of an experience. I feel like than.
Don't try to talk to anybody up there, though. It's impossible. Working. You can't hear any. You can't.
Oh,
hear anything.
Oh, you're talking it's about like, each other.
Oh, dude, you can't hear anything.
No, it's unbelievable.
So
loud.
Is the only communication through that walkie-talkie right there?
No, that is for them. You can't even
like,
talk
what if you had to
each
say
other.
Like, yo, I got a shit. Where's the bathroom?
No, you just shit yourself. Right where you sit. That's where you go.
Really.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you get up and you walk down the ladder and then you go to the bathroom. Silly.
Really?
Sounds like
the first day of the race, Seth was like, dude, I had to like get there was so much traffic on the way to go vote and I'm playing and I'm like, oh, you voted? And he's up in his bunk and so everybody can hear us talking. And I was like, oh, you voted? I haven't had a chance to vote yet. Like, how'd you, like, where was it? And he was telling me where it was. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, what, when they had you in, like, what did you write down? He was like, what do you mean? And I was playing, all the streams can hear. And I'm like,
technically,
what?
I didn't just write anything down.
Like, when they gave you the paper, what did you write
button.
Down? And then once he finally figured out what I was saying, he goes,
yeah.
Technically, there was a box that you just pressed, and
I haven't. Clearly, you haven't voted.
Yeah,
I early voted.
Are you voting?
Wait, you guys are going today?
To the polls, yeah.
Going today would be hell.
Why? I'm trying to get into a fight with someone.
There'd be so many people
there.
Well,
Hex is voting for that person, and I'm voting for this person. So we figured our votes are canceled out anyway,
yes.
So we're just going to go eat.
Yes, 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 yes.
I mean,
yes,
when
yes.
I went, there was maybe 30 people. We were like,
did
we
you
were
go
in
here, like right by the schools back here?
No, I went to a fire station.
You went to the fire station? Yeah.
It's a big day. I think that you guys should do your best to get out there and vote.
They're not
going to
see this.
Whether it means something or not, I hope you
this
guys.
This will already be up.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's going to be a crazy night tonight.
Watch this. I am voting for Kamala Harris. All right, ready? I am voting for Donald Trump.
See, you're just giving Matt blackmail. That's all you're doing.
Keep it going.
I'm voting for
comment. They've been waiting for some
I'm
shit
voting
like
for whoever speaks more towards my personal needs.
I think I tweeted something like that. It got a lot of backlash whenever the first debate happened, and I was like, let me guess, who you're voting for won the debate.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You got backlash for that?
Just both sides.
I mean,
just,
but it's dude, so true though.
It is so true. You go those debates do nothing, dude.
No, it's we are in a fucked state. Anybody who anybody fighting with anybody over this shit is literally what they want you to do so that they can control you fucking better. Focus on your home. Focus on your relationship with your partner.
Dude, did you hear about this fucking Peanut the Squirrel shit?
Yes,
oh,
that's
I
fuck.
Did see this
oh
shit.
My god, go
Ron
fuck
Trump.
Yourself.
I did see this shit.
Go fuck
Trump.
Yourself, lady. Literally.
Thanks.
What you
did you hear about
say?
That?
I tried to get us out of the political shit, and he just.
Why I'm voting Trump?
Yeah, this.
You
is
see
locked.
Elon retweeting? He's got the squirrels back. Elon for Trump, me for Trump. Right, chat.
Seized and euthanized. What? Let it go free. What
Wait,
the
so
fuck
did,
are we
did
doing?
They really, did they really break in? The government broke in.
Like it's just a little squirrel.
Yeah, they had
the DEC came to my house, raided my house without a search warrant to find a squirrel.
I think they had a search warrant.
I was treated as if I was a drug dealer and they were going for drugs and guns. Went in there, killed his fucking squirrel.
That's
killed,
so fucked.
Wait, didn't he have another animal?
Yeah, raccoon.
He killed his raccoon.
A raccoon, yeah. Yeah, that's
oh,
fucked.
Dude.
Well, how were they killed exactly? I heard the squirrel
dude,
had like
what the fuck?
I heard
man.
The squirrel had like a seizure. This was a like
they
famous TikTok squirrel, very well known. And then I guess people started complaining that this dude had a fucking
no. One, I think it was one person.
I think it was one person.
Some lady.
I don't know the technical term of what it would be called, but you're
a Karen.
You're,
that's grown.
You're, no, you're not supposed to have this squirrel in your house and the raccoon.
I mean, that's unbelievable, dude.
Fucking, so like, maybe like technically camp. It's illegal. I don't
doing like
know,
nothing wrong.
One
like,
person complained, and then from there they got a court order, went in.
But holy fuck.
I don't know
fuck.
If they killed him. I thought it was the squirrel had a seizure.
That's
and then
euthanized,
just died.
Which means
they said they euthanized the squirrel.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Dude, it is asinine, but don't you dare send anyone more than
$600
on fucking Venmo.
What the like, why would you just go in and euthanize it? If anything, let it set it free or something. Like,
no, fuck that lady. Well, fuck then, that lady. Yeah. Fuck that lady. Yeah. She can go to fuck.
Oh, dude. God.
It just doesn't make no sense.
Mind your business, lady.
Cute little fucking squirrel. That's all it is. Cute little squirrel.
And the raccoon.
Cute little raccoon.
But, like, it's the people who did this have to take some kind of responsibility. The
what? For what? For
search
taking,
warrant,
for,
breaking into his house you, and yeah. killing a fucking squirrel
that,
and raccoon.
The lady
like,
who, like, oh, I bet
I
you
I mean, is
that
animal
shit.
Control at that point? It has to be, right? The people that, like, came in?
The DEC guess. Means the Department of Ecological Companies?
Sounds right.
That's probably it.
Environmental conservation. Get the fuck, man. Yeah,
didn't he have him for like 8 years or something?
7 years. Dude, 7 years with a squirrel. All
dude,
of
that
sudden,
is your family
issue.
Member, bro.
Dog. Oh, man. That shit was crazy. I kept hearing.
They better
like,
get some fucking bread for that.
No, you know what? Yeah, bread for the squirrels.
Hell yeah.
But you know what, man? I really hope that some, like... And I'm not talking about like some physical harm comes to say, but whatever show she fucking loves the most, whatever drink she loves the most,
canceled.
Whatever fucking, I just hope that it doesn't.
Whatever president she hates.
Fine.
You hope he wins.
Yeah. He. He.
Come on.
Sorry.
You think she's voting Kamala?
Oh, man.
No, sorry.
Whatever. Mac, what's that say? No, go back. You see on the left-hand side, that four? Click on that. On the red four.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I guess what I will say about politics is, like, don't be fucking distracted. If you're not happy with your situation, it's up to you. No one's coming to fucking help you. Get the fuck out there. Get that second fucking job if you fucking want something more. But it's not going to happen on your lap. And it's certainly not going to happen by you arguing with people you love over shit that has nothing to do with you.
Dumbass.
For bitch. Fuck's sake.
Bitch.
And that's on. Yeah.
That's on Raj.
That's what I'm saying.
What's that? How do you
that's
say
that? OG.
How do you say the first name on Barkley?
Saquon?
Saquon these nuts. Anyway,
you did
what?
Think you had a good one in that chat.
Huh?
I wish. What? You know the past.
Soka on the.
Yeah, I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, like, I'm not falling for it. Everyone's sitting there like,
Hisoka.
What are you talking about?
You know the, what is it, the Jason Williams pass in the All-Star game where he passed with his elbow?
Yeah.
And you know how the guy missed the yeah. layup? I kind of wish when Barkley did that backwards hurdle, I wish he would have went for like 10 more yards.
He almost hurt himself.
Yeah, because like
pissed.
It was a sick ass play.
Yeah, that was
one
a
of the coolest
play.
Like NFL
ever.
Street plays ever.
It's just so aware.
But like
right here, boom.
Oh my, but like it gave him nothing.
No.
It gave him two
yards
more.
He almost hurt himself, and he's injury prone. I would have been so pissed,
bro. That was yeah. such an amazing. I mean,
that
is
girl. She's just like
well, the momentum is carrying him forward, even when he's right here on the second one backwards. Like, look at the momentum,
dude.
You know,
that's
so
crazy.
It, like him jumping was fucking smart. Hey, whatever.
That's your team.
He
that's
was just
my
playing
team.
Ball.
Go Birds! Birds are on a winning streak right now,
dude. I love the fact that
is there targeting in the NFL.
Yeah. Yes, when they interviewed
like he
him
led with his helmet right there.
When they interviewed him, he was so well trained. He said, "Oh, you know, that was just one play, and you know what? Like, I was just playing ball. Like, it just came natural to me. What I do need to focus on is cleaning up my second half. On my second half, I did a bunch of fucking errors, and you know, my teammates are the best. Like, so well fucking.
I mean,
trained.
The spin move before the hurdle was
great. Also sick.
That
yeah,
shit
yeah.
was crazy.
Yeah,
broke
yeah.
that dude's ankles.
Yeah.
That's my running back."
That's your running back.
How are they doing?
Should have been there.
6-2. They're on a 4-game win streak right now.
I mean,
dude,
they should be 7-1 low key.
Dude,
I mean, 7-1 low key.
Yeah. When the fucking Bears went to play in London and Caleb was fucking throwing that shit around, he was slinging that shit. I bet $1,000 that the Bears would win the Super Bowl to win $45,000. Since then, the Bears have been the Bears.
Yeah, that was
Bears. But that's how the good story
starts.
The
Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's how the good story starts, though. Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how those stories start.
The Cowboys are horrible, and I love it.
Oh, they're terrible.
They have, like, one of the worst defenses in the league.
You don't have any empathy, man?
No.
It's awesome. The Cowboys?
These guys are giving the game their 100%. They show up every day and give it their all.
It's not the players.
But because they lose the game, you're just going to laugh at them?
I don't think it's the players. I think people are laughing at the fans. Especially Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I don't think it is the players.
I don't think people. I mean,
actually,
no. Dak was literally. Dak was literally just like caught on camera saying, "We fucking suck."
Yeah, they read his lips.
You can read it. Anyone can read it.
That's me, Optic Halo 5. Like,
that's crazy.
To be fair, like, that's very self aware, and people should be like, well, at least he knows it.
Did you ever get off of scrims and be like,
I mean, it's some days, yeah.
Oh, I had plenty of those in Halo 5.
Like, I love it.
We fucking suck.
It's clear as day.
Still go out and give it your all, but you know when you just fucking suck.
Yeah.
And I CD almost got hurt as well. I don't know.
I want Dak to have like a crazy.
It's weird, but kind of comeback story. Some people like say that he's the problem, and then I see some people say that he's not getting any help.
Dude, he's like one of the worst defenses in the league right now.
Oh yeah,
he's
been playing iffy, but
we were at the race when the Hail Mary fucking thing happened.
Oh, the Commanders game.
Oh my god, this guy's fucking talking shit to the crowd. Not that had anything to do with it, but still
that clip. Of like the defensive back like talking shit, and then he's the one that tipped it. He's the one that tipped it, and then it got caught.
Instant
Touche
karma.
Is literally taped to the wall while it's happening. I'm like, bro, you got to see this.
Touche is taped to the wall with a tape cock, and he kept bouncing up and down. He kept saying, look at it. And I was like, stop talking to me.
What's a tape cock?
He literally taped a cock.
No, well, Nick.
I had a black strip of tape, just like crumpled up two balls, and then one long, real long black piece of tape. And just
he kept saying, look at me. And I was like, dude, you are insane.
You didn't think he was literally going
insane. You didn't think for like 2 seconds, like, yeah, it'd be funny, but.
He was like bouncing up and down, like, and it was doing this.
Loved it. People loved it.
He looked like him. He literally looked like he like was in an asylum. Like he looked crazy.
The Halloween party, we lost our minds.
I heard you talking about it a little bit, but I think I took two shots and I was
They were doubles.
Those were definitely doubles.
I was pissed drunk for 30 minutes.
It was probably three, four shots within like 10 minutes.
Wow.
But then I like sobered up. I think it was the exhaustion more than anything. Yeah.
That's insane. I could not have drank here. I could not, maybe smoke, but drink. I definitely would not have been able to.
Zinni brought it out, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, we were.
But
all
then, like,
he
was like, "Yo," and Hitch was like, "Yeah, I'll take a Pam. Yeah, I'll take one instead. I'll take." I'm like,
we
okay,
were like trying to.
And
also, we were trying
too.
Not to drink around Touche. I feel like that's how I felt.
I wouldn't say that was because we had the bottle over his head. Nah. Just
oh no! Not, I'm saying like the first 5 days.
No,
his
he
head
kept
was
saying
here.
He didn't care.
I know he didn't care.
I didn't think so either.
But I didn't. I didn't want to.
If somebody has. If somebody had Adderall like next to you, right? It doesn't work that way, right?
No, it's not.
You don't see it.
I think there might be some freak cases where people and like people were
you have
trying
to, like,
to kind of
lock it up and shit.
People were kind of calling it out in chat how like we Touche was sitting there and we just have the alcohol bottle literally just pass it around. Like a cup would be right here. And
smell
just,
this shit.
He's just sitting there filling up our cup.
He's
going
like this.
He did watch. He watched me take a shot, and he was like, "Like he like zoned in on me," and then I regurgitated it, and he was like, "Oh yeah." He was like, "How'd that one feel?"
He's having fun with it too, man. He knows
that's the yeah.
It's not the second one. It's so much bigger than just seeing it, man.
Of course,
all the real issues and problems are going to be coming from when he's at home and hating Apex and then a golf thing where he usually drinks and like it's not gonna be just seeing your friends drink.
I'm insanely proud of him too because he went through such like a 2 month thing, literally changed his entire life got extreme. I mean, he looks way better in
he
the
does
face.
Look better.
He looks like he's healthy and like fit now because he's 2 months of like nonstop, like being fit, nonstop, like 90% to 100% of like healthy sleep, and then we threw him here.
Oh,
the day after he finished, his program, he came here. So wow. It was 2 months long of like getting your life together, and then we threw him to the fucking wolves.
So we threw him to the wall.
Threw him to the wall. So I'm mad proud of him, but yeah, he's a fucking nutcase.
look at the smile.
Dude, he loved it. He liked that a little.
And
he
this
liked
shit,
that a little
this
too
shit
much.
Took what, 40 minutes
yeah,
to get him up
it took
there?
So like, long.
40 minutes of four people just strapping tape to him.
There's a great idea though. I never would have thought of this idea.
Who came up with this?
Touche did.
People in chat were like, this is a fire hazard. Get him off the wall. Like, dude.
What? Like, he was going to start.
And then I fed him one French fry, and they were like, no, don't feed him while he's up there.
They see too much
Which
Grace
does,
Anatomy.
It does make sense.
What?
Coming from someone that has choked recently. I thought he was going to choke on the fry.
Oh, my.
No, because you can punch him right there. Punch him in the, in the diaphragm.
Ooh. Well, at the Ooh. Towards the end, he started fake dying. He'd.
Yeah.
He would just put his head down.
Oh, it was like 25
and I was like, no.
seconds.
Because like, he would just be. He was literally
he's
just
purposely
yapping.
Not breathing, so you can't see.
He was just nonstop yapping, like, ah, get me out of here. And then he would just go down.
So good.
Dude, it was so crazy.
Yeah, he's a good
douche,
one.
Man.
I can't wait for next year's, man.
I will be here next year.
You'll do it with us?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, you will give
You'll
up.
Just pop through every day.
Yeah, I will be more involved, though. That's what I'm saying. I will be here. Nobody came in and grilled you guys some motherfucking...
I kept hearing a mariachi band was coming through. They never came through.
Dude, my mariachi band. I was going to fucking go off for my segment.
Yeah, we could have had all that.
The other thing is, though, is that...
You could have gotten braids, too.
I could have gotten braids.
I don't know. Next year, we didn't really have, like, too many guests come in. More guests?
I'd like to have guests. Yeah, I think guests would be fun. I don't know if guests sleeping there.
Am I the only one?
Like they come in for like
they come in, they grab a hotel room, then they go back the next day,
like a night.
Like yeah,
or
yeah.
like half a day.
Yeah, because there was a couple. I guess we can talk about it now. But Zen almost got agent here, and then I almost got Timmy and Clicks wanted to come through,
Case,
and then
or not Queso, Sketch.
Sketch almost came through. So that's where we were trying to go with it, but there was just so many things going on. And we were like, let's just survive this one, and then we'll go from here. So
next year, I think we do it the exact same. We have days or night zero again.
Yeah,
we do it the exact same way. Yeah, if there's a prestige, I mean, I'm assuming they're gonna have like,
dude, it was
prestige.
So successful this year that like,
and even
I don't know why they ever
changed.
This
had to be the
it.
Biggest it ever was, right?
What like
no,
a release?
besides the Machinima days. The Black Ops 1 race was fucking electric.
Oh, really?
With, like, Sark and all them. Sark, Hutch, Nanners. Like, that was, like, insane. Everyone was
Sark came
that,
into
like,
the
a
chat
true race?
While we
Did
were doing
he?
It. Yeah, Sark came into... He came into the chat, and he was like, you guys doing the original race? Which I didn't really understand, but I don't really know what he was...
You still don't know.
Huh?
You still don't know what he meant. Or the original race, because I don't know what the fuck you... What do you mean by that?
But he just came into chat, and he was like, how are you guys doing it?
You didn't watch the original race? So no. Yeah, I guess not. That shit was crazy. I was trying to stream snipe you guys playing. I got into one lobby.
Bro, my
Wait,
body
were you
would
part
get
of that?
Shot every death.
You weren't a part of it, but you played with them. Because I stream sniped... I was in a lobby. It was like the race account. It was like Hutch, Fwiz, Hex, someone else, and I was the last.
On
and
their
I was
team?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
On Black Ops 1.
So you're what the stream snipers look like.
I mean, back I guess when I was fucking 18.
I see it.
You're
curly hair,
you're a,
fucking soccer
in real
players.
Life. Yeah, example.
Not anymore. Yeah,
and now you just did the race. Look at that.
No, yeah. You have. You've been trying to get into like you and the boys have tried
yeah, right?
to jump into
get my
our
body
lobbies,
shot. It's
into when? The old Metal Optic lobbies before.
6 a.m.
100%.
Oh, I have
just drilling.
If I'm in the lobby with Omen of Optic, you know what's going on. You know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So there isn't
that was before Hutch retired.
Hey, yo, another thing. Yeah, Hutch retired. He's no longer playing Call of Duty. He's a political.
Really?
He'll be back.
He'll be back,
like,
man.
No Optic Hutch?
No, he asked me. He's like, yo, you can kick
well,
me
yeah,
out.
That's why.
Yeah.
He asked
and why
to be
you were
kicked.
Like, no.
He asked to be kicked. Awesome. I'm like, no, tell me.
Because he knows he's about to go on a fucking tangent.
Yeah, right.
Hope that word fits.
It happens once every 4 he can get hype once every 4 years. It's his Super Bowl.
It is his Super Bowl.
He's always been vocal with it, and to be honest, I haven't paid much attention, but he's on my timeline now.
Yeah.
And like I'll look at people replying
to
him
Ricky
and
Banks,
his YouTube channel and
Ricky Banks posted what he posted, which is like, I've been a Democrat all my life, but lately, blah blah blah. You know, a lot of things that Democrats or traditional Democrats have been doing, right? Mm-hmm. Hutch first was like, can you point me towards the analytics that points toward the highest...
to Banks.
Banks didn't read none of it. He just posted and then left to go live a fucking wild-ass life and shit.
I love how he posted the picture of Trump with grills on.
Yeah.
That's such a Banks tweet.
What, he said that to... Or sent that to
like
Hutch?
He... Look, and then that's the picture he posted saying he's going to vote for Trump. Iced out.
Wait, did he respond to Hutch?
No, Hutch responded to him. I've been a Democrat my entire life, and then bam, like, this is why I'm voting for Trump.
I don't know, man. I'm almost out of mindset, and I'm going to get shit for this to where it's like, does it matter what puppet is up there for me?
Is that the real guy? Hassan Abi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What'd he say?
Yeah, 1.5. He says, I'm still phased up, even though I don't agree with this. That's and then keep going down. Let me see what else.
I like Connor's tweet. How do I re-vote? I already voted for Kamala. Phase up. That's my favorite response. That shit is hilarious.
Are you ever allowed to re-vote?
No.
Like, damn, I fucked up.
you just vote for both?
The thing is, again, it's all distractions,
Aren't
man.
You balding?
It's all distractions.
Like, dude. L. Donald.
Oh, Donald.
Pray the swan.
Damn, so that means the next time we do this pod, there will be a different president, a different president.
Yes.
Gonna be all different.
And we can talk about it more then.
Hell yeah.
I want everybody, as you are watching this, look at where you're sitting or how you're consuming, and then look around you immediately and see what changed since you voted. And then wait a year and do the exact same thing, and then ask yourself, what changed since you voted?
Mm.
Okay?
Deep.
Mm. Period. Get out there. Get fucking working.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get out there and get working. That's your advice?
Yeah, man. No one's coming to rescue. No one's coming to save us. We got to take care of ourselves here. Be kind to each other. Respect each other. Fucking just focus up.
Put it in God's hands.
Oh,
I love that, man. you've been on that chess and Bible.
Chess and Bible. One ruins my night, one brings my life.
Since you brought it up, like, when did the whole
Bible
like,
shit?
What, yeah, what not? But what'd you say?
Bible shit.
Oh, I think you said Bible pushing. No, but like, what made you pick up and start reading?
I kind of forget. Like, I 2 months ago, I think I had some stuff in my head of like, I think this has sort of led me here, but I think I was just going through like a rough patch and I kept seeing signs. And then my grandma.
What kind of signs?
I don't remember. And that's like what I'm talking about, to where like some stuff was happening. Like, I was seeing signs, like maybe it was like a Jesus poster here, bumper sticker. Like, I'd be talking about it on my chat and boom, right in front of me, a bumper sticker, like talking about exactly what I'm. And then. Grandma died. I visited home. My best friend, who's like one of my favorite people in the world, he's given
what's his name?
Jeff Ryan. Davis. He's given his life to Christ, and he's completely changed. And he's just like the all-American good husband, wife, kids, like just like a perfect human. And like he's gone into that. And like, we had no plans of talking about any of that shit, but it was just like the timing of like, I started looking into it. Then I go home to visit. I haven't seen him in 8 years. He starts preaching to me about it. Then I think he mentions like, try the Bible app. Let's do some of this together. Also, you can listen to sermons on YouTube. And I was like, I'm at a point where it's like, not that I was so low or so depressed or anything like that and looking for anything to save me. It was almost like that. But it just felt like there was a void that was missing, and I just didn't know what to do. And I always felt like there was some spiritual energy in the fucking universe. I just didn't know if how I thought of God was what everyone else thinks of God. And then just started using the Bible app, and it would just, I don't know, it's just really good stuff to read to like set my mind and put my mind in the right space in the mornings, at night. If I have worries, I always say I give it to the universe. Regardless, this could be, I could come in here, embarrass myself on the podcast and be the worst podcast ever, but like everything's going to be fine regardless. The universe has my back. The universe works for me. And instead of universe, you can say God, because I've always said universe my whole life, talking about like spiritual shit, but now it's sort of shifting to a God. And I don't know. It's a lot to.
No. It's good.
It's obviously a lot.
Yeah,
Fucking Bible is a lot to wrap your head around. But it's sort of, I guess, just started my journey, not necessarily spiritually, but biblically. And it just, and what has truly done it is since I've started doing this Bible app stuff and really, and like saying sort of these affirmations and memorizing some sermons and, but saying these affirmations every morning, every night, and making sure I do this and give time to God, I've noticed my life, like I always pray for, relieve me of my anxieties, my depressions, give me some sort of peace today. And I've noticed since doing that, not just the prayer, but like with everything else, since doing that, which was probably like two-ish, a month ago, maybe, a month and a half ago, my life actually has been better. I've felt more peaceful. Just the day-to-day, not like what I'm doing in my life is much different, but just like the day-to-day of, even if I say I don't have a good stream, I'm like still fine with it. Yeah. Like I'm not, that those type of like little weird stressors, I'm fine with. My anxiety of walking into the dentist office and like talking to these new people, like I don't know, just little shit like that. Like I walk in and I'm like I will be fine regardless. Like the universe has my back.
Yeah,
type shit.
You're spiritually healthier.
And it's like yeah, I don't know. I think it's filled a void a little bit. Good. And yeah, it's just, I think gave me confidence. It's building confidence within me, and I guess we'll just see where it goes.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything that helps, man. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Well.
hell yeah. We'll see you guys next week, guys.
Peace, everybody. Peace.
Later.